Close your eyes, watch your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. And if your attention begins to wander, just bring it right back. Wanders again, bring it right back. Show it that you mean business. The Buddha teaches us that our minds have power, that our intentional actions, for good or for evil, can have strong consequences. On the one hand, that's a source of joy. Realizing that we do have some power inside, that we're not powerless in this world, that the good we do really does have meaning. But it also teaches us that we have to be heedful. When you have power, it's possible to abuse it, either intentionally or out of neglect. So you want to train your mind so it's really aware of what it's doing, has a clear sense of what it should and shouldn't be doing. This is one of the reasons why we meditate, so we can get some control over the mind. If you had no control at all, the mind would wander around and do things. And even though it had power, you wouldn't have any power over it. That'd be scary. It'd be like giving the keys to your car to a crazy person. You have no idea what the crazy person's going to do with the car. You want to keep the keys in your hands. If the car is going to go anywhere, you want to be the person who's driving it. And you want to be clear about where you're going and what you have to watch out for around you. So, meditate and learn to develop this quality of alertness, that you know what you're doing. Mindfulness, remembering what you should be doing, recognizing when the mind goes off track. And then ardency, the desire to do this well. Take joy in the fact that you do have this power. Learn how to exercise it well. As the Buddha said, when you take joy in this, delight in this, that's a source for progress in the practice. You learn how to take delight in abandoning unskillful qualities and developing skillful qualities. And you learn how to delight in being secluded, taking some time off for yourself. Because if you don't look after your mind, it just gets run over by the world. This person pulls that way, that person pulls this way, the economy pulls this way, your defilements pull another way. That's not a good place to be, but when you have some time by yourself, you can get a sense of what's right and what's wrong, where your true well-being lies, realizing that your true well-being doesn't have to conflict with anyone else's true well-being. So take some time off every day. Get your priorities straight. And take joy in the fact that you have some power here in your hands. And you want to learn how to use it well. This kind of delight the Buddha recommends. Delight in things outside. Sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensation. He says that can easily lead you astray. But delighting in the power of your mind and your ability to master that power, that takes you in a good direction.